with some real milk, I'm going to start with a testimony that I've never shared in public before. Back when in the early 1980s, my grandfather was in the hospital. His name was John Shear. And I think he had cancer. I can't remember exactly what he was in there, but he was in the hospital for several weeks. While he was in the hospital one night, miles away, his brother, who they grew up together, in fact, they lived on the same property. My great uncle Jim was living in a trailer, a small trailer on the property that my grandfather owned. They were brothers, they were always together, and they married two sisters that were always together. So it was kind of my grandparents kind of in that place were four. But my uncle died in his sleep in the trailer. Miles away, my grandfather's in the hospital. While my grandfather, it was at nighttime, he had a vision, and it was my uncle, my great uncle. And my great uncle came to him in the office. And I never understood that that was God until about 20 minutes ago. God said, reminded me of Paul. He said, a man from Macedonia came in a vision to Paul. Well, my great uncle came to my grandfather in the hospital, and he told him, I am going to be with Jesus. Do you want to come with me? Do you want to come with me? And my grandfather said, I'm not ready. I can't go with you. That was the mercy and the love and the grace of God on my grandfather's life. He wasn't ready to be with Jesus. I'm going to show you how he got ready. In fact, the next day, my grandmother and my aunt came to give him the bad news that his brother had died. And he told them, they walked in and they said, we have some bad news to tell you. He said, I already know. And they said, what do you mean you already know? He said, Jim came to see me last night. Oh, did that rock the family. Turn with me to Romans 5. I'm going to begin in verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world. That was Adam. And death came by that sin. Death came by that sin. It says that, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Do you know that there are two deaths that a human can receive, can walk in? There are two deaths. You have a death of the body, a death of your flesh, and that's what they put in the ground. That's what they put in a casket, put in the ground, and it disintegrates. It goes back to ashes. But there's another death. There's another death. There is a death where you don't go to be with the Father, but you go to hell. That is the second death. Now, turn with me to John 1. That's where my grandfather knew he was headed. He wasn't sure of his salvation. He wasn't sure he was ready. Thank God Uncle Jim showed up. Now, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. That Word was with God, and the Word was God. There were two. There was the Father, and there was the Word. Amen. The Word. What is the Word? These are words printed on a page. This is not the Word. But God can take these words, the Spirit can take these words and make them alive. That's the Word. It says, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by the Word. All things were made by Jesus. Jesus is the Word. All things were made by Jesus. Did you know he had something to do with making you? It says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Anything you see and you cannot see was made by Jesus. Made by Jesus, including you, including the ground you walk on, including the stars you see at night. Jesus made it all, and the Father was right there. And it says, verse 4. In Jesus, in the Word, in the one that was with God, was life. Life. Jesus was life. Jesus was the life. Jesus has told us ever since we've been in Sunday school, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The life. The life. He's the one that created everything. He's the one that created you. He's the one, and I told my daughters the other day, she told me, oh, Mom, the Rockies are so beautiful. I said, I know the man that made them. I know the man that made them. He was life. Now, amen. Turn with me to Hebrews 2. I'm going to show you what the life did. I'm going to show you what the life did for you and what the life did for my grandfather. Beginning in verse 9, Hebrews chapter 2. But we see Jesus, the life, the Word, the one that was there with the Father in the very beginning, the one that created the world with the Father. It says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. That word means decrease, decrease, go down. Jesus, to go down. Let's go back to John 1. Let's look at verse 14. It says, and the Word, the life, Adam got life. Jesus was the life. It says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That life became a man. Back to Hebrews 2. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. That life that made everything, left it all, went down and became a man like you and I. Why? So he could die. So he could die. So he could die for you. So he could die for my grandfather, so that my grandfather wouldn't have to die. Do you see that? He was life, and he left it all, and he came to die for us. He died so we wouldn't have to. You say, but there's his body's in the grave. His body's in the grave. But you know what Jesus calls that? He calls it a sleep. He calls it a sleep. He doesn't call it death. Jesus died. Let's go on. It says, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God, I love that, by the grace of God should taste death for every man. Taste death, the grace of God. You know, you didn't ask him to do that for you. You know, you didn't ask Jesus to be the one to die for you, but he did it anyway. That's grace. That's grace. You didn't deserve it. You didn't ask for it. And many of us didn't even want it. But he died a death for you. He died the second death. He died the second death. He died the death of where there is no God. He died the second death where it's black. He died the second death that will ultimately end up in the lake of fire. That's the death he died. He died and went to hell so that my grandfather wouldn't have to. So that my grandfather wouldn't have to pay for the sins that he had done in his lifetime. You know, he did the same for you. He died. When they put him on the cross, he didn't just bow his head and go into a coma. He died. He died. Dead. And in hell. And in hell. Jesus in hell. Why would Jesus be in hell? Because he had your sin on him. He had my grandfather's sin on him. Everything that my grandfather had done in his lifetime that was sin went on the body of Jesus, and Jesus gladly received it. Amen. Gladly carried it, carried your sin too, and he died with it. He died with it. He died with my grandfather's sins. He died with your sins. He died. And what happens when you die? With all that sin, you go to hell. Turn with me to Psalm 88. My Jesus carried your sin into hell for you so you don't have to go there. So my grandfather didn't have to go there. It says Psalm 88, this is Jesus suffering in hell with our sin. And it says it right here, beginning in verse 3. For my soul, Jesus' body's left on the cross, left broken. But his soul is now in hell with all my sin on it, with all your sin on it. Just meditate on that for a while. Oh, it's beautiful. My sin on him and he's in hell. It says, for my soul is full of troubles. That word is evil. My soul is full of evil. That's why he's there. He says, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. Yes, even that sin was on him. Some of you are thinking, oh, what I've done is too bad. That's why he was in hell, because he carried the two bads. He carried the rotten. He carried the disgusting. He carried the abominable in his own soul for us. For us. He died so we might live. He died so we might live. It says, for my soul is full of evil, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down to the pit. He said, I am as a man that has no strength, free among the dead. I'm there with the dead. I'm dead. Have you ever considered what's going to happen after you die? Amen. Today's a good day to consider what will happen. God had a lot of grace and a lot of mercy on my grandfather to have a vision of my uncle saying, I'm leaving. You want to come with me? Because it gave my grandfather the opportunity to get ready. To get ready. You need to get ready. He said, I am free among the dead like the slain that lie in the grave. Whom thou rememberest no more. They are cut off from thy hand. Jesus was cut off from the Father in hell. Why? Because he's paying for you and I. Because he's paying for you and I. Jesus didn't have sin. He who knew no sin became your sin, became my sin. Thank God, became my sin. And now he's paying for it. He said, thy wrath, oh, thou hast laid me in the lowest pit. The lowest. Why? Because he's got the worst sin on him. The lowest pit in darkness. You see that? In darkness. In the dark. You can't see anything. And in the deeps. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me. Thou hast afflicted me with all my ways. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up and I cannot come out. Why? Because he took death as a man. He took it as a man. And you know what? You can't kill a God. You can't. You can't kill God. Jesus had to take on, had to decrease, had to get down and become a man so he could die for you. So he could die so you could live. He died a death, the worst death, so you could live, so my grandfather could live. Now, turn with me to Romans 8. He died that kind of death so my grandfather could live. And the third day, the Father was satisfied with what Jesus had done in hell for me and my grandpa and you, and raised Jesus from the dead. That is why Jesus says in John 3:16, you must be born again. You must be born again. Why? Because you got to get the spirit of the man that went to hell for you inside you so you will live with the man that came out of hell. When you are born again here in Romans 8, you will see you get Jesus in you, the man that already died. Well, if you got the man that already died in you, you're not going to die. You see that? It says it right here. Romans 8. Verse 10, and if Christ be in you, if he be in you, how do you get him in you? You're born again. You receive him. It says, but if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. That outward flesh, that's the thing you put in the grave. He said, but the spirit, the soul, your spirit is alive. It's life. Because of righteousness. What's the righteousness? That Jesus already went and had death for you. That he already paid the price for you. He already suffered the second death. He already went to hell for you. He already died so you don't have to. And you know what the wonderful thing is? My grandfather came out of the hospital. Came out. God healed him. He came out of the hospital. The first thing he did is he went to church and he went to the pastor and he said, I have to be born again. And you got to get me in that water. I have a beautiful picture. If I can find it, I'll put up on Facebook. My grandfather at church, baptized in water, born again, ready to meet Jesus. And it wasn't but I think a year or two later, he died in his sleep. He went to be with the man. He was ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? Do you have the man inside of you that was raised from the dead? Do you have the man that is life? Do you have the man that will give you life? Do you have the man that will make sure you won't ever see hell because he went there for you? That's what you need. And how do you get that spirit of the man in you? How do you get the spirit of Jesus in you? It says you call. You call on the name of Jesus. And you ask him to be Lord of your life. And you tell him, I believe you are raised from the dead. And when you do that, the life will become in you, in your heart, in your soul, and you will never, ever see the second death. Oh, you may sleep, like Paul says. You may go to sleep like Jesus says, but there'll be a day where your body will come right back out of that grave and you will go to be with Jesus forever, ever, ever. Ever! Everything but forever!
Thank you for joining Kathy Davidson and the Ministers of Music from Water of Life Church. She would love to hear from you. You may reach her by email at kd@kdwol.com. Or you may write her at Kathy Davidson, care of Water of Life Church, Post Office Box 861-327, Plano, Texas, 75086. You may find her on the internet at www.kdwol.com and on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, God bless.